CEF, mobile and
KF4CEF, KB4CBA, good morning.
How are you doing this Saturday morning?
Been better. Working on my motorcycle yesterday, and I made the mistake of leaving the jack under it. The support part of it, it weighs 700 pounds, and it fell over.
Sometimes them things, once they get going over, it's hard to keep them back upright. I've had to pick a motorcycle or two back up myself.
Pick it up, but I'm going to have to have some help. It's still sitting there. I'm thinking about going out there with my 45 and just start shooting holes in it. I am so pissed, I tell you.
Stopping to get gas, and I didn't put my kickstand down. I think I was driving my dad's motorcycle at the time, and once it started going over, then it got to that point where it was just, it didn't want to stop anymore, and then I had to hurry up and jump off and fight it in the parking lot to keep it from going all the way over. And I laid another one down at some point, but I don't remember. It's been a long time. I gave up motorcycle riding a long time ago.
Now, this is a Valkyrie. It's a horizontally opposed six-cylinder, and it's kind of top-heavy anyway. So, it's a heavy bike. But anyway, and Honda Place didn't carry the parts I need anymore, so I finally found them online just a few minutes ago, so I'm getting ready to order them. And, I can get it back on the road. Can you give me your call again, please, sir?
KO4CEF. This is Andrew on his end.
I was just putting you in my logbook of the world here.
Mad I wake up at 2 and can't go back to sleep. because I fell asleep on the couch last night and I never woke back up till this morning.
For CPA. Yeah, sometimes I'm, most of the time I can go back to sleep. For some reason I didn't, and then I heard the noise in the garage, and I went in there and saw the bike, and that kind of did it for me. I went back to bed for a little bit, but I couldn't get back to sleep. So I mean, it was just I was reeling by then, and I'd been sitting here watching TV, eating breakfast, and then decided to turn the radio on.
It's me on Saturday morning if I got to go to work. Sometimes Ed'll be on here. You know, if you've ever been on this early, you'll hear Ed on delivering his newspapers. But I know he had surgery, so I don't think he's been back on yet.
My goodness, I just realized today's 9/11.
Crazy. I mean, just think how long ago that was. Still remember where I was at when it happened.
I think everybody does. I was in my office at the church, and my wife called and told me about it, and she said, "You think we ought to get the kids out of school?" And I said, "No." I said, "They're, you know, they're probably safer there than they would be, you know, if we went and got them and brought them home." And so, you know, that was an awful day for the United States. I tell you, it was just, watching it on TV, it was just unbelievable.
I was at work, BMW, working on the assembly line, and, you know, people started getting phone calls or whatnot at work, you know, just talking about what was going on. And after a while, as the information started making it around the plant, eventually they shut the line down and explained to us what happened and everything. And I think they eventually sent us all home. That way everybody could be with their families. You know, try to kind of get as much information as we could, I guess, because, you know, we were more worried about that when we were building cars, so they let us go home that day.
Sitting down the line would cost money, but that was an extraordinary day. One that I'll never forget. I guess it was kind of like when now we know what people felt like on December 7th, 1941, when they hit Pearl Harbor.
I would say so. I'm sure it's right around the same. You know, situation's slightly different, but I guarantee it's probably the same. Everybody that was alive then knew for a long time. I'm sure they remember that event just like we do 9/11.
Before they passed away, I've talked with three Pearl Harbor survivors, and one of them was on Hickam Field when the Japanese flew over. He said they were looking out their planes, laughing at them.
It's crazy. I can believe that story. I mean, and you know, most of them went there to die half the time, so they really thought it was going to be the crippling blow to keep us out of the war.
I remember their commander that said it, but he said, "I'm afraid that we have awakened a sleeping giant."
And it did just that. I mean, that was what it took to get America in that war.
Are you still working for BMW?
I'm actually headed in now. I'm going to stop and get my Bojangles biscuits for a couple of my employees, and and I'll get in there and hopefully get the line up and running and work till maybe lunchtime and hopefully I get to head on out.
My son-in-law used to work there. He worked for another company, and I cannot think, it was three initials like CTS or something like that. Anyway, Jody Owens, I don't know if you ever knew him.
Name doesn't sound familiar, but I'll be honest, I'm horrible with names anyway. So, but yeah, it doesn't sound familiar right offhand. But it could be MAU if he works as a temporary, but then we got a bunch of the other companies with all their acronyms in the plan as well. So they're all over the place.
They lost their contract with BMW, and he's they moved him to Volvo down there. I don't know if you know where the Volvo plant is. As you go toward Charleston, it's on 26 there on the left. And so they moved to Somerville, and he's working down there now.
Lost a few people down there. Some people actually have went down and kind of moved up in position, you know, just because they knew the style of manufacturing and whatnot. But I've known a couple people to leave BMW to go down there and work, so it's a good opportunity for people.
He's making good money. He's got a degree in packaging science, and I don't know exactly what he does, but you know, they really like him, and he's moved way up in the company, so we're really proud of him. And our daughter's a registered nurse, and she was when they were up here, she was a nurse manager for Prisma, and now she's a school nurse down there, and she's the school she's at is the one her son, our grandson, goes to. So he could just be walking down the hall, and as she's walking down the hall, you know, hey, Mom. So they go to the same school.
Interesting. I don't know how that would be as a kid to have your mama working at the same school that you go to. I guess they can have its pros and cons, but you definitely wouldn't be able to skip out of school. I know that much.
You got that right. that'd be dumb. It's 3 o'clock. I don't think he would. I don't think that would cross his mind. At least I hope not. Oh, me. Well, I'll let you go, Andrew, and hope you have a good day there at BMW. I think I'm going to fix me another cup of coffee.
It was good talking to you this morning. I appreciate you talking to me on my way to work, so I hope you get your bike pulled back up right, and I'm sure you will. And you enjoy your cup of coffee, and hopefully you get some more sleep today, because you got a long day ahead of you. This is KO4CF, and I'll be clear.
Okay, you have a good one, Andrew, and we'll talk to you later. KO4CF, KB4CBA, clear.